On page 7, we've done a similar chunking exercise with strategies in relationships. The whole behavior pattern of relationships is too big a chunk to work with in one go. Again, chunk it down into 4 separate relationship strategies. The equivalent to motivation in relationships is the attraction strategy, the strategy that runs that has you find someone attractive. Again, the thing that triggers your attraction strategy are your relationship values. If your relationship values aren't being satisfied, then your attraction strategy is running, is triggered, to find somebody attractive that you'd want to get into a relationship with that would satisfy your values. Once your attraction strategy is run and you find a person attractive, then we have the equivalent of the decision-making strategy, which is the recognizing attraction strategy. This strategy has you discover whether someone finds you attractive or not. Just like in buying, the convincer strategy runs in parallel with the recognizing attraction strategy. There are some people who are just automatically convinced that people find them attractive. I think we've met them before. And then there are people who need to have their recognizing attraction strategy run with the same person successfully a number of times before they're convinced that someone finds them attractive. Other people need to run their strategy with a person for a period of time before they're convinced the other person finds them attractive. There are other people who are just never convinced that the person finds them attractive. It's, well, I know you found me attractive yesterday, but that was yesterday. What about today? Then, all things being equal, you find the person attractive, they find you attractive, and you get into a relationship. At some point in time, after you've been in a relationship, you'd run the equivalent of your reassurance strategy, which in relationships is the deep love strategy. This is when you know that your partner deeply loves you. The potential here is that using NLP, we can teach people to continuously satisfy each other's relationship strategies. The situation would be that you would always find your partner attractive, they would always find you attractive, you would always know that they were attracted to you, and they would always know that you were attracted to them, and you'd both feel deeply loved. If we also took out any negative anchors that might have been set up in the relationship, then I think most people admit that would be a fairly successful relationship. Again, we'll be looking at how we elicit these specific strategies later on.